And they're off.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Democrats took their seats in Congress and right away cast their first vote. The House approved stricter ethics rules, 430-1. The rules bar lawmakers from traveling on corporate jets, and they require more openness about earmarks, otherwise known as pork. The Democrats say they'd also like to help out small businesses in this country. Steve Tripoli has more on that.
Healthcare affordability, a beefed-up loan program, and maybe tax breaks are the Democrats' idea of small business needs. William Dunkelberg of the National Federation of Independent Businesses says a tax cut would be nice, but tax simplification would be just as nice.
We have to spend billions of dollars just complying with a very complicated tax code, and there's really no reason for that, and one of these days we're going to get that problem solved.
Dunkelberg says the Federation would also welcome a health care proposal if it bolsters market competition. But he's not sure much will get done. Strong partisan divisions remain in Congress, and a non-Democrat still occupies the White House. If the parties do decide to work together, Dunkelberg says they should tackle monster issues like Medicare and Social Security, too. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
Tech stocks had a big day on Wall Street. The Nasdaq put on 30 points, more than a percent, to 2453. The Dow gained 6 to 12,480. The S&P 500 added a point to 1418. Motorola could weigh on the markets today. The cell phone maker warned of a drop in profits, and shares were down 5% in Europe. For what else is going on across the pond, we check in with our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what do you have for us?
Well, we've got an interesting little story. It seems to be a trend developing with U.S. corporations shifting their European headquarters to Switzerland. We've had Procter & Gamble and Colgate, Palmolive, and now it seems Kraft Foods are doing the same.
Now, does this have anything to do with neutrality?
No. It has much more to do with efficient transport, an easier lifestyle, and in particular, lower taxes.
Ah, I can see that one. Okay. What else?
France is making the news. The French president, Jacques Chirac, has proposed slashing France's corporation tax rate from 33% to 20% in order to reinvigorate his flagging economy. And this really sounds pretty bizarre. I mean, France as a low-tax tiger, given that this is a country where 53% of the economy is still in state hands.
Okay, anything else today?
Yes, the low-cost carrier model in flying is going long haul. The biggest no-frills carrier in Asia has announced it's going to start ferrying passengers between Southeast Asia and London with low-cost fares of anywhere between $80 and $450.
Did you say $80?
$80
oh my goodness.
To $450. Mind you have to take a lot of sandwiches with you.
Do you have to bring your own fuel?
Your own parachute.
All right, Stephen, thanks a lot.
Okay, Scott.
This is Marketplace. It's Friday, time again for the Job Files. Today, an actual rocket scientist.
My name is Linda Furman, and I work at the Draper Laboratory in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Currently, I'm working on one really exciting project, thinking about how to fly an airplane on another planet. We call it the Mars Airplane Project. We're going to be competing to be the project that goes to Mars in 2011. There are very few missions. They're very far between. They take a long time. So when I think about flying a mission in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, that's not that far away in terms of the technologies we need to develop, in terms of how long it actually takes to get there. There's a mission on its way to Pluto right now, which takes almost 10 years to get to Pluto.
The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, working with Habitat for Humanity to build over 350 homes this year with families in need. On the web at thriventbuilds.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Life in Montreal is really about food. It's a city known for long lunches, late-night dining, and hip bistros. There's a new bistro that's getting a lot of attention right now. It's called Robin des Bois. That means Robin Hood. And yes, the restaurant feeds the rich and gives its profits to the poor. Here's Judith Ritter.
Robin des Bois, bonsoir.
It's not easy to get a reservation at Montreal's hot new eatery, Robin des Bois. Tonight, the sleek bistro's packed. Even big-name actors and directors are on a waiting list. But not just to dine, to work, so that money saved on wages can be donated to the poor.
Tonight is my first night, and it's very special because I'm kind of nervous because I haven't done this.
A little scared?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Catherine Pilon usually directs music videos for Quebec's version of MTV. Clearly, she's more comfortable giving orders than taking them.
I'd like to know what you put in your boudin créole.
Boudin créole, good question. For me, it's my first time, oh my God. I'll be right back.
She hasn't a clue, but the diners celebrating a birthday are unfazed. They know the servers are volunteers and the profits go to local charities. They've also heard that the server, the one who might be spilling a glass of water on them, might even be a local media heartthrob.
Patrice Cocro was here. He's one of the most famous actors in Quebec. And he was here, just serving on the tables. And obviously, people were just actually freaking out.
That's TV personality Philippe Femieux. His wife, Judy Servais, is the mastermind behind the Robin Hood concept. The idea caught on with their glittery acquaintances, and now there's a waiting list of 1,400 ready to work for free. The chefs get paid, but not what they're used to. But for Chef Sébastien Courville, that's just fine.
It touched me every day because they give to the community. I really love it. It's really rich.
And while other restaurants struggle for financing, not this place. A local bank gave them $25,000 to start up, and after just 4 months, Robin des Bois is in the black. So early in the new year, the hotspot will turn over its first profits to a homeless shelter, a project for street kids, and a food bank. In the meantime, show business folks are working hard to master a new profession.
Okay, one boudin créole and something to drink.
Over at the birthday table, the music video director turned server is getting a little smoother.
I think I'm okay. I'll be better maybe by the third table. What do you think?
Good luck, Catherine. Just don't quit your day job.
Bonne fête, Hélène. Bonne fête, Hélène. Bonne fête,
in Montreal, Hélène. I'm Judith Ritter for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Life's been hard.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.